There's been a pretty dramatic landing this afternoon at a golf course in Sydney's southwest. Three people have made a lucky escape after their plane crash-landed on the Liverpool golf course. It lost power shortly after takeoff from Bankstown Airport and was then forced to make an emergency landing. So all of this was very interesting viewing for those who were on the golf course at the time, or the golf operations manager at Liverpool Golf Course, Scott Cragg, who's on the line. G'day, Scott.
Hey, Ben. How are you today?
I'm all right, mate. I know things are usually pretty interesting at Liverpool Golf Course, but surely this takes the cake.
Well, yeah, look, it was a pretty quiet day, to be honest. And, yeah, a little bit of action-packed afternoon. It's got the blood pumping this afternoon.
Did you get a warning that it was coming?
No, look, I was in the shop here, sort of blindsided to where it all was happening. It all happened unfolded behind me. But I did get a phone call from some of the golfers out there saying that a plane had gone down towards our 10th hole. So I was able to zip down there pretty much sort of after it happened. By the time I'd got down there, there was three people, two males and a female, just sort of standing on the side of the thing. I was on the phone to the ambulance, and they were just sort of going through the checks to make sure that they were okay and that. But they seemed pretty good, like, for what they've probably just been through.
You saw them, the plane was emerged in some water.
They
were standing on top of it.
Yeah, they'd already got out. They were just on the edge of the embankment on the dam there.
Oh, so. I see. So they're okay, no problem.
No problem at all. So, there was two of them that are sort of youngish sort of thing, and they were sort of, you could see they were a little bit shaken, but the older guy, he was probably in about his 50s, he was like a seasoned veteran, like he'd been through once before. So he was,
did they say what went wrong?
He just said, look, they'd lost power. So what I've heard from my players that have come in, that they were trying to actually land sort of on our 16th hole, which is sort of a long hole where you could sort of be able, it's nice and wide, you'd be able to land it down. Guys were walking up their fairway, it looked like they were trying to come down. He pulled it up because there's some trees behind it, come up, and then went one bounce and then into the dam. So, by lucky all accounts, obviously, the nose didn't dig in or anything. They were sort of just sitting in there. It sounded like they were saying that they must have clipped the tree because there's a bit of damage to the left wing as it was sitting there. But
well, it could have been worse. Imagine it landed on a green and destroyed the green on the 10th.
Oh, I think we'd be more happy to see the safety of the person.
Of course you would. You're a good man for coming on and looking after them. So the plane is still in the drink at the moment?
It is, yes. It's sitting there at the moment. Got to pay homage to the emergency services over here very quickly. Had the Polair landing right next to the dam, actually, so they must have been just dispatched from Bankstown. But everything's good. It's just sitting there for a little water feature for us on the 10th hole now.
Good on you, Scott. Thank you, mate.
No worries, man. Have a good day.
Scott Cragg, 1 minute going about his job as the golf operations manager at Liverpool Golf Course, and the next thing, a few phone calls coming out saying, listen, there's something going on up in the air here. And before you know it, they land in the water right near the 10th. Were you watching on, Craig?
Yeah, I was, mate. We just finished. We're just walking over to the 15th tee, and we're just talking amongst ourselves, and we heard a plane spluttering and cutting out, and we sort of looked up, and then it cut out altogether, and there was no sound as it sort of come tree height, just right next to us in the next fairway, and just looking at it sort of in awe, and it just hit the ground pretty hard, then bounced into the dam, and yeah, it hit the dam hit the water pretty hard.
Oh, I see. So he actually hit the dirt first and then bounced into the water.
Yeah, mate. He sort of just went over the 16th green and hit the ground pretty hard. The tire tracks are pretty gouged out in the grass, and and sort of hit the water pretty hard, and we sort of raced over there, and they sort of hadn't even exited the plane yet, and they were sort of getting out of it, and we all sort of screamed out to them, were they okay, and they sort of hand signaled to us they were all right and yelled out back that yeah, they were all fine.
Did you keep on playing?
Yeah, mate, yeah, we did. All the action around on the course there, Benny, it was hard to continue. But,
good opportunity to move your ball if it was in a bad position, because nobody would have been focusing on the game. They'd all be looking at the plane. Have a good afternoon, Craig.
Thanks, Benny.